been to Dennis tomorrow, ain't you?
Yes, sir, tomorrow, he's there, he's right over here.
That's good, fine, fine. We'll, have that, Bill, so now, what is the score on these fellows now, are they coming in?
Yes, sir, be here, be about 39 of the 40.
Fine.
Of them that be down, they had their special orders yesterday, did very well.
They get any press, I suppose not?
I didn't see a thing in the local press, but the day before they got a little, they had a press conference, the day before.
Before last year, we justified this. Well, what do they need to hear, I just want to come in and talk to them briefly, just thank them, is that what you want?
Yes, sir, thank them, special order, hope that they hang together as a unit a lot, there's a lot of esprit de corps, they can get them fight together, even if they lose sometimes, and kind of get a buddy on buddy system.
Now, they talked about the budget and things in there.
That's right, fiscal restraint, ceiling, spending ceiling. They did not get into the priorities within the spending ceiling, because some of them kind of feel different on that. But Conlon kind of hooked them together, and they meet regularly, every week. He's the president, of course. And they're talking about Congress has got to reform its own budget process if they're going to be responsible. And they all took about 5 minutes yesterday and did a real good job. I read some of it in the Congressional Record. Jerry Ford requests that you might say something about that he recommended the meeting, or always take your lead from Jerry because he wants to kind of get hold on you.
Yeah, all right. Well, what do they need to hear from me? What's going on?
I think that we can talk about vetoes coming down the pike, and that those are political votes, and that in the past we've had great support from Republicans, although we lose some Democrats on it, and you hope they'll see their way clear to support you on budget matters, because in a way, vetoes are political votes. And I think that's kind of important in light of what's coming down the pike. I think you can sympathize with them being freshman congressman, not knowing their way around, and sometimes it's hard to get acclimated to Washington and to their committee assignments and to the procedures, and that the administration is ready to help them in any way it can. And we've talked to them at their seminars. I have, Ehrlichman has, the House guys have. I think they're a little frustrated right now because they just can't get hold of issues yet. It's so much to consume them. And that's why they organized themselves and wanted to do something. So they got special orders. And Conlon's a real leader, I think. He's he's pretty aggressive and he may step on some toes, but by God, he's
very aggressive. But God, we need a few of them.
That's right. And he's doing stuff. I'm kind of anxious to check and see how they voted today. They have this vocational rehabilitation bill up that you vetoed last year and will probably veto this year. Earl Landry offered us.
Was there any chance?
Well, it was one that Jerry said that he thought could not sustain, but on the administration substitute that was offered by Landry, we got 165 votes. And the substitute held it at your budget figure. Now, they went on and passed the dead gun thing after we lost the substitute, but I thought that was kind of encouraged with 165 votes. And I checked up with Earl, and he said that a lot of the freshmen came in and helped him on that. And of course, Jerry was in swinging, too, so that's a good sign for a veto. You're going to have them in here, I think, now.
I thought that would be much more to them.
I do, too.
Just to be here, like, in the office.
How do you feel about pictures? Group picture, or do you want individual?
I don't think I would have any.
Okay.
I think it's better just to have them come in on us. We've had individual pictures of them long before and so forth, and I think just to go through and, in this instance, you can stand there. I should feel strong that we should have them.
No, they haven't requested it, and I don't think they care really. They had, most of them, I'm sure, had pictures when they were campaigning, because you get so many of them last summer and fall.
What you might do if you want, I suppose you each of them get a picture right at the beginning, and
we could run them through quickly. I could talk to them outside and say we're going to shoot quickly.
You want each of them, you get a picture inside that you can have, and then the person wants to talk to you.
Stand around.
Let's let them do that, but tell all that to shoot them all fast, just right up in front of the flags. And they've all been in the president's office.
I think it's really a good group. My associations with them, most of them are pretty sound guys, and I think they'll do well. There's one woman, Marjorie Hope from Prince George's out here. Maryland.
Appreciation. So.